Hello, my name is Ciara Murphy and I'm the Irish Herbalist. And in today's podcast, I'm going to talk to you about the importance of a clean colon. It's something that I talk a lot about. In fact, in every single podcast, I mention the importance of regular bowel movements and a clean colon. And the reason being is that if we don't have a clean bowel, then no other organ in the body is going to be clean. If it isn't functioning properly and if you're not having regular bowel movements, you end up feeling sluggish. The liver, the gallbladder won't work properly. The lymphatic system gets congested. Blood gets dirty and the skin is often affected. So no matter what a client comes in to see me with, if it's insomnia, if it's fertility, if it's skin, the first thing I do is clean the bowels. So I'm going to talk a little bit about what a normal bowel movement is, how often we should go, and then tips with regard diet and herbs and naturopathic remedies that you can implement to make your bowels move better. So a normal bowel movement should occur after every meal that we consume, and that can be quite a shock for people. Sometimes patients come into me and they'll say they go to the toilet, you know, three times a day, and they think there's something wrong with them, when that in fact is a very healthy sign. A bowel movement should occur, as I said, after every meal that we eat. So if we're eating 2 to 3 meals a day, we should go to the toilet 2 to 3 times a day. The stool should be soft and unformed. Lots of people think that the banana-shaped bowel movement is normal. It's not. It's too hard and it's constipated. So it should be soft, like cowpat or cottage cheese consistency, and it should break up in the toilet when it's flushed. The stool should also float. So if it sinks, it's constipated. A constipated bowel movement is a banana-shaped bowel movement, and then worse than that are the golf balls, and then worse than that again are the pellets. Bowel movements should happen effortlessly, which means that we shouldn't be sitting there reading the newspaper or reading a magazine, waiting to go to the toilet. You should go within a minute or so, and we should pass a bowel movement without straining. It's also important to, look at your bowel movements after you've gone to the toilet and see that there are no marks on the toilet bowl. If there are, it's a sign that you're constipated and there's too much excess mucus in the diet. So a bowel movement shouldn't leave any stains, any marks on the toilet seat. You should go effortlessly. There's always a little bit of an odour, but if it's particularly offensive, it's a sign that your bowels are toxic. I talk to people a lot about the transit time, and this is the length of time that it takes for food that we eat to leave the body. Normally, 4/5 of the food we eat should be eliminated over, say, an 11 to 19 hour period of time. So every 8 hours or so, there should be a peristalsic urge triggered by the gallbladder telling us we need to go to the toilet. So if a bowel movement is passed on waking in the morning, say it's 7 o'clock, then we should go to the toilet again around 3 o'clock. So some tips for a healthy colon is to eliminate when needed, and that's really important. So don't resist the call of nature. If you need to go to the toilet, go to the toilet. Don't be putting it off, because that can lead to constipation. And try and establish a routine bowel movement, especially first thing in the morning. A bowel movement first thing in the morning helps the bacteria that has been sitting there overnight. It helps eliminate it. And then the metabolism, which has been slowed down overnight, it reactivates it. And then aim for another 1 to 2 soft bowel movements later on in the day. It's important to squat when you go to the toilet. So placing a footstool or a box or something like that, or a little step, and placing both of your feet when you're sitting on the toilet really helps to go to the toilet better. It clears out the colon, because that would have been the natural way that people squatted years ago. Toilets are only a new thing, you know, in the last 100 years or so. So raising your feet off the ground and sitting in a squatting position is a more natural way to go to the toilet, and it encourages elimination. It's also of benefit to women, you know, when voiding urine in order to fully empty the bladder. The design of a modern toilet actually contributes to constipation. It's important to get regular exercise, because exercise, you know, keeps our muscles strong and firm, and also encourages peristalsis, which is the involuntary contraction of the colon wall. Exercise immediately after eating should be avoided, because the digestive process needs a lot of energy. With regards to diet, you know, drinking lots of warm water, and I always advocate a pint of warm water with the juice of 1/2 to 1 lemon first thing in the morning. chew your food well and don't drink at mealtimes. Drinking at mealtimes dilutes the digestive enzymes so we don't break our food down properly. Eat small amounts of food and eat often. Don't eat a huge meal. It's just very, very taxing on the digestive system. Consume plenty of fresh fruit and vegetables and sprouted grains, nuts and seeds, and aiming for an 80% alkaline diet and a 20% acid diet. Meat and dairy and wheat are particularly constipating foods, as are bananas for a lot of people. So omitting those foods, reducing the amount that you eat, will instantly give you better bowel movements. Eating lots of seeds is really important, and I particularly love linseeds. So, you know, a couple of tablespoons of them soaked in boiling water, stirring them every few minutes and drinking them when warm, or adding all those seeds, sunflower seeds, pumpkin seeds, sesame seeds, linseeds, into soups, salads, or into soya yogurts. Include plenty of green juices in the diet, as they provide maximum nutrition with minimum digestive effort. Also, listen to your body for rest cycles. So it's a natural thing to rest 30 minutes after eating a meal. So that's why exercising isn't a good thing. So for optimal cellular cleansing and rebuilding, don't eat anything for at least 3 hours before going to sleep at night. And fasting on juices is a really good thing to do. Even one day a week is fantastic. So a final thought to really get people thinking is that if the average person has only 3 bowel movements a week, which is quite common, which is what I see a lot in the clinic, and sometimes worse than that, some people might only go once a week. If we're supposed to go 3 times a day to the toilet and we're only going 3 times a week to the toilet, then by the end of the week, we are at an 18 bowel movement deficit short. So by the end of the month, we are 72 bowel movements behind. By the end of the year, we are 864 bowel movement deficient. And this builds up in the body and can lead to many health problems, which often seem unrelated to bowel toxicity. So I can't overemphasize the importance of a clean colon. I have seen like psoriasis, eczema, acne clear up purely by cleansing the bowel. And also when people are stressed, their bowels tend to get more sluggish and people tend to be constipated. So it's a great way for relieving stress. I hope you enjoyed my podcast and that you've learned a little bit about the colon and the importance of keeping it clean.
Thank you very much for listening. Take care. Bye-bye.